Begin the current daven sechdes erin daf yud. We begin the omer alpha. Begin with tesdim maskos. Begins words the gemara. Rebbe hits Rebbe. The omer that he says beinan shnei pasim. You need to have two boards. The tiny bechul like we're doing in the brisa tetch. Shesham explain the kundra abanan. Even a squared chatzah becomes permitted with a small board on one side, because the gemara had brought regarding the small chatzah that's open to the larger chatzah in a way that the walls are coming out from the chatzah ketan into the chatzah gedayla. So even if the one side is within three tefachim, we don't say lavud from one side to say that, okay, it's as if it's attached and it's the extension of the walls of the smaller one, so that we could say that it's that you see from the outside, even though you don't see from the inside, that it should be middle, so the chatzah ketana. And the reason is because the Braisa is going like Rebbe that holds, that's only if you have two pasim from two sides, then it's going to be permitted. So Taisa says, Mashmet sounds like that L'Rabbanon, that disagreed with Rebbe, they hold that a chatzah that's breached on one side totally to a forbidden area, as long as you have on one side one pass, it's going to be permitted, and you don't have to have from both sides of the breach. And that would be after L'Rabbanon chatzah merubas, even by a square chatzah, not one that the Eirich is more than the Reichem. And the reason why we know that is because the merubas pligi, because And that would be a sagim pas mashu. There would be enough, even with just a small board that's sticking out of the breach, to be considered as lechi and to carry over there. And how do we know it's torn by a squid? Because as Tzitzis says, the merivas pligi, the machlikis is regarding a squared chutzer. Commercial farsh like I can explain later on the viewed base. Tzitzis says the maschab of Nachman. Tzitzis proves over there you cannot say Rebbe Rabban are disagreeing regarding that the length of the courtyard is more than the width, which is what the dimensions has to be of that of an alleyway of a malvay, because the Gemara that brings Rav Nachman rules like Rebbe that you need to have two passim. And yet when the chatzar, the length is more than the reich of Rav Nachman rules, that the chatzar is permitted with one lechi. And if the machlik is Rebbe Rabbanu was when it's longer, so then the words of Rav Nachman contradict each other. How could I say like Rebbe that you need two, when he says when the length is longer that you only need one? Obviously machlik is Rebbe Rabbanu was when it's squared, when it's totally breached to the forbidden area, and Rebbe holds you need to have two passim, and obviously Rabbanu holds that it's enough with one board to permit the chatzah, which again is proving that even when it's squared. Ketanek says the master begins with zigmar b'shnei tefachim sagi, and it's sufficient with two tefachim. Shteis comes to qualify if these words shnei tefachim is that precise. The Gemara had brought that regarding the halacha of the chatzah ketan nevitzel legedola, that the ketan is going to be aser, sounds like that the Braisa says it's specifically if the small one's 10 and the big one's 11. The Gemara says, obviously you have to say that Rebbe holds that you need to have the boards of the chatzar to be three on each side, because if not, then why would you say that the big one is by an amma? Obviously, it's to tell you six tefachim on either side is going to be three, and it's coming to tell you the permissibility of the bigger one. Because if not, then what do you mean? Then you don't have to have an amma bigger. Even with just two tefachim, a tefach on either side would be sufficient. Rish Tzeis explains, high base tefachim, that's what the Gemara is saying, that why would you have to have the big one 11? It doesn't have to be an amma bigger, it could be just two tefachim bigger. So it says, love the apka, it's not precise that it has to be a tefach on either side. It's just saying it doesn't have to be a full amma, because Amrinan, because the Gemara tells us later on that Bezam and Av, b'shtei ruchais, that when you have the board on two sides, that mashulakan and mashulakan, even just a little bit on either side, is going to permit to carry in the chatzah. So you see that it just has to be a minute amount, it doesn't have to be even a tefach on either side. And says Taisa Bein Tzvar, Lemid Mashal Abdafka, and it's not logical to say that the Gemara later on is not precise, and actually, no, we need to have a tefach on either side. When it says a mashu, it really means a tefach. And can I mean the prepare Chalom? We actually say such a similar Svara elsewhere in the Gemara later on the Peyam and Alf, Gabi Shetu from the Vice, when it talks about the joining together of the people in the Mavri, that it says with Tzarech like beer kosher, you have to lift it up when you're making the Kenyan a manurama. And says if we have a kama kosher, how much of a minimum? Tefach, you see that a kosher could be a tefach. And that's what Taisa says, no, because the Mekain, if that's what the Gemara later in the Beis meant, that it's enough to have on either side a board that's literally a mashu, that it really meant a tefach, Tzavalei Lefrushe, so it should have explained, the Gemara should have said that mashu means a tefach. Yes, like the Gemara over there, on the Pei says, when it says mashu means a tefach. Obviously, no, it doesn't mean a tefach, it means literally a mashu. And our Gemara that says it would be sufficient with two tefachim, a tefach on the other side, that's not precise, really it would be even a mashu. Or Yanami, another approach to it says, it actually depends. Bipas gummer, when you have a bona fide board, in other words, when you're adding onto the wall a small board, so sagi b'shnei mashu, and that would be enough with even just two minute amounts on either side, you don't have to have a tefach, because you're putting a special board specifically for that, it's recognizable. But when you have the wall itself, like we're discussing, will be here. We're not adding on anything. It's just remnants of the wall on the outside of this chatzik adana. Yeah, that would not be considered as a board unless, as our Gemara says, it has a width of a tefach, and therefore the sugya is not contradictory. It depends on the context, because the in hekel kokach, because it's not such a sign when it's just a wall. When you have a bona fide board where you're adding on a special thing, that would be enough for the mashu. Our Gemara is talking about when you have the outside walls of the chatzik adana, that would be have to be not just a mashu, but actually have to be a tefach on either side.